today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever said to you, "You don't know everything"? Have you ever said to someone else, "You think you know everything"? Some may have said, "He gets on my nerves. He thinks he knows everything." There's so much going on in the world today that it would be nice if we knew what was going to happen before it happened. Maybe we could avoid some of the tragic accidents that occur, the home invasions, or dating the wrong person. Knowledge is one of the keys to getting ahead of things. We may not know everything, but we serve a God who does. In Psalms 139, we get a picture of the omniscience of God. In this psalm, we get a front row seat into God's knowledge of David. In this personal conversation that David has with God, he expresses with awe that God knew the minutest details relative to his life. In Psalms 139, verses 1 through 6, the omniscience of God as it relates to his knowledge of David is revealed to us. David shares with God that he has searched him and knows his sitting down and his rising up while understanding his thoughts before he is even aware of them. God knows David's path and is acquainted with all his ways by hedging him in, behind, and before. He uses the circumstances of life to limit David's action. David shares with God that his knowledge humbles him and is too high to attain. You and David have this in common. God has intimate knowledge of you. He knew you may not feel like getting up this morning. That's why he started preparing you mentally last night. He knew you might be concerned about today. That's why he asked you to cast your cares on him. He knew your children would have a hard time getting themselves ready this morning, and this would test your patience. That's why he had you to remind them to lay their things out the night before. He knew you might be late for work because there was an accident on the road. That's why he prompted you to leave earlier than usual. He knew you would need to know he was there for you today. That's why he allowed the sun to smile on you so every time you looked up, you would see him. He knew you would need to be encouraged this morning. That's why he led you to tune in to 107.3 for a moment of encouragement. God knows everything and prepares us accordingly. Aren't you glad you serve an omniscient God who always has you on his mind? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.